and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for today, Thursday, 4th of August. I'm your podcast host, Christy Moffat, and today I'm joined by ISIS Deputy News Editor, Al Greenwood, and Markets Editors, Marianella Toledo and James Fowler. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Christy.
So, the Olympic Games is set to kick off tomorrow in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. In the lead-up to the Games, we've seen Brazil go through several less-than-ideal scenarios, including a recession, a political crisis, and a public health emergency caused by the Zika virus. Al, can you start us off by talking about the overall economic outlook for Brazil?
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, it's still bad. The economy shrank by 3.8% last year, which is terrible. And economists expect it's going to decline by maybe between 3.2-3.3% this year. That said, one, that's an improvement. And if you look at other indicators, it looks like the economy has bottomed out. The main stock market index, the Ibovespa, has nearly doubled. Brazilian currency, the real, has strengthened 4.16 to the dollar to 3.21. And finally, Braskem just released its second quarter earnings today, and they show improvements. There's increased domestic demand. Braskem had been exporting relatively a lot of polyvinyl chloride. That's unusual for the company. Usually, it's exported nothing, no polyvinyl chloride. Those exports are starting to decline, indicating there might be a recovery in domestic demand.
I think from an energy point of view as well, I don't know whether it's too early to say it's bottomed out, but it really can't get much worse. If you think about when the Olympic Games were awarded, 2009, I believe, at that point, Brazil was really on the upward trend, on the upward curve. Everyone was buying into the Brazilian dream. Petrobras had their IPO a year later, and up to that point, it was the biggest IPO that anyone had seen before in the history of the New York Stock Exchange. The value of the company had run about $70 billion, something crazy like that. Fast forward 5 years, 6 years, and look at Petrobras now. No one wants to touch them with a barge pole. And this really just gives you a snapshot or an idea of the fall from grace that not just has engulfed Petrobras, but Brazil as a country. 5-6 years ago, everyone wanted to buy the Brazilian dream. There was the World Cup, the other was the Olympics. Brazil was the place where you wanted to put money. It was tied up with the emergence of the BRICS and Latin America as well as an emerging economy during the time period when there was stagnation in Europe, stagnation in the US. Now look at the Brazilian economy, and it's been going through one of its worst recessions in recent memory. Political crisis, which again is one of the worst that the country's seen in a long time. And one thing that you hope is maybe the Olympics could be a signal that, okay, things are on the upward trend now. A successful Games might kind of at least provide a brighter image to the wider world about Brazil and restore a little bit of the appeal of Brazil. They've got a lot of work ahead of them, though.
And in particular for petrochemicals like polystyrene, polypropylene, and polyethylene that are used in a lot of end users like plastics, bags, dinewares and things that people use in these kind of festivities too, we are seeing an improvement on the sentiment for buying. Throughout this year, we have been hearing that demand was slow in these three particular markets, but since 2 months ago, we start listening that people is kind of more optimistic toward buying product and buying more resins. And one of the things is the Olympics, they say, and the other one is the removal of the impeachment of the president of the Brazil, which the two things happen at the same time. And as Al was mentioning before, the real strengthened against the dollar, and for that reason, people see an instability and they are more tempted to buy. Although it's not demand had come back to the market yet, but we'll see that the sentiment is better than what it was last year.
Al, have you seen anything along those lines as well?
As far as the sentiment improving, again, certainly, you know, a lot of the increase in the Ibo Vespa is, you know, that reflects market sentiment. I think it hit the Ibo Vespa, again, that's the major stock index in Brazil. It hit a 52-week high today. At the start of the year, it was below $38,000. And just as Marianello was saying about the impeachment, Dilma Rousseff, a lot of market watchers thought she meddled in the economy, unpredictable, arbitrary. Her replacement, temporary replacement, Michel Temer, he's at least proposed a lot of market friendly reforms, and that's, you know, a lot of investors, like, and a lot of market watchers have really embraced him and what he's proposing. As far as the impeachment itself, how that works, Senate's going to have an impeachment trial, and they'll decide, the Senate will decide whether or not Dilma Rousseff will be thrown out and whether Michel Temer will be a permanent replacement. What happened apparently while the games are playing or shortly after.
Jimmy, what about the outlook for, you know, natural gas and energy in Brazil? I mean, do you have any feedback on what's happening in that regard?
Well, in terms of the upstream, Brazil still contains a lot of very lucrative reserves offshore. And there has been positivity in the signs. Recent steps moved towards reform whereby, in recognition of the heavy burden that Petrobras was playing in developing these resources, the government is now more open to international players operating these licenses in an effort to kind of stimulate production, bring this, bring the full resource potential to life, or at least make the most of that resource potential. Within the downstream, one thing that we look at is natural gas, LNG. What Brazil could have and what it has at the minute are kind of two different things. I think there's a lot of companies within Brazil who are looking to get into the gas market, would like that fuel. But up until now, because you've had a company in the form of Petrobras, which has had its finger in every single pie in the market and really has been in control of the market, monopolizing the market, the access to natural gas further downstream has been restrained by a lack of competition. One positive thing about the scandal that's erupted in Petrobras and the huge debt burden that the company is now carrying is that it's going to have to divest a lot of its assets downstream. And we're seeing a lot of the pipeline assets, LNG terminals as well, put up for sale. If these assets are bought by the international market or by the private sector, there's certainly a room where the market could rapidly expand. Companies could use this access to infrastructure to really advance the delivery of natural gas further downstream to industry, to the power sector, to the residential sector. So there's a lot of potential there, as always. But again, it remains to be seen how much control the government is willing to recede and how much they're willing to allow Petrobras to kind of take their foot off the pedal and other companies to replace them in the gas market.
Marianella, what about your markets? How have they been reacting to the games and just in general to Brazil's situation?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, because Argentina was another country which demand has been bad through the year because of the new government implement new political regulations. It lift restrictions to import, but at the same time depreciate the peso, Argentine peso, and it caused the end consumer demand to go down, and in the end the petrochemicals demand too. So the Olympics came, and having Brazilians with a better sense of humor, bad mood related to buying more material, is also helping Argentina to improve export. Argentina is one of Brazil's best partners, trade partners, and export has been improving lately, and that is how it's been affecting the Olympics game. It having a domino effect, and which is good for the rest of the country.
Any final thoughts on what lies ahead for Brazil?
Yes, I could bring the latest for Dilma Rousseff. Committee had voted for the trial to proceed. There's going to be a vote for the full Senate whether to accept the charges. If they accept the charges, trial should begin, verdict at the end of the month.
And the final thought for me is we'll see if this good spirit for the Brazilian will continue after the Olympics game. That is going to be interesting to see if that keep going in the market.
These things are cycles. Right now, Brazil has been in a downward cycle for the past couple of years, but that's got to change. I think the resolution of the political uncertainty will help a lot. And I think in the next couple of years, there is still a lot of room for growth in Brazil. It can't get much worse, put it that way. So there are bright shoots on the horizon. It just depends on how soon they can sort the political crisis out there, and what the right steps are being made by the government to encourage companies to come back into Brazil and invest there again. Hopefully, the Olympics can be a big showcase, as I said, provide some more appeal, bring people back in love with Brazil anyway. So, fingers crossed for that.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys. If you'd like to read more of our coverage of Brazil and the Latin America chemical sector, visit ISIS.com for all the latest news and analysis. And don't forget to tune in next week for our next podcast.